Attacks on the Britons by the Picts and Scots followed. The Britons appealed to Rome for help, but the Romans, preoccupied with their own wars, could do little. The attacks continued, so the Britons came to a decision. As Bede recounts, they consulted what was to be done, and where they should seek assistance to prevent or repel the cruel and frequent incursions of the northern nations. And they all agreed with their king Vortigern to call over to their aid from the parts beyond the sea the Saxon nation. Then the nation of the Angles or Saxons, being invited by the aforesaid king, arrived in Britain with 3 long ships. The Anglo-Saxon Chronicle reports their landing in Ebbsfleet, Pegwell Bay, near Ramsgate in Kent, in 449 AD. And within 250 years, it would seem from the earliest records, the language we now know as Old English, sometimes called Anglo-Saxon, achieved its distinctive character. English vocabulary. Vocabulary is always a primary index of a language's identity, simply because there is so much of it. Anyone who has tried to learn a foreign language knows that the pronunciation and basic grammar can be acquired relatively quickly, but the task of word learning seems to have no end.